Bush popularity soars in straw poll. 31 July 2006, this is Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Lubbock, Texas, a straw poll taken in the humble town of President's Working Ranch delivered the goods to the ruling cabal of Republicans today, says local Republican Party chairman for the small burg, Alphonse Jesus is my bombardier Pelican. Quote, well, if and we knowed all along that our scarecrows could vote just like any other American, old George would have never had to cheat in Florida. This reporter, frankly, had no idea how to respond to that. No scarecrows admitted being threatened or coerced into a particular pattern of voting, most particularly not fraudulent voting. So-called meat voters were weeded out easily since they could move and talk, whereas scarecrows cannot do either, and summarily shot for moderately high treason. The entire county surrounding Lubbock was on a 24-hour lockdown, being declared as, quote, as dangerous as Baghdad, at least in his mind, meaning the president's, unquote, by White House mouthpiece Tony Snow. Celebrities Bob Hope, Kathy Griffin, Cesar Chavez, and Tom Cruise turned up for a post-sure vote party catered by dirty Filipinos in duck costumes. Entertainment was provided by the Dick Cheney Shotgun Orchestra, with Dick himself directing the gunfire away from the partygoers and toward members of the Saudi press. A belligerent but amusing President Bush juggled hamsters during a performance by Boy George and the Hermann Göring impersonators, and handed out Exxon stocks as party favors. When asked by German Chancellor Angela Merkel for an encore, Bush gave a signal and a surprise cake exploded in a gazebo, yielding an icing-colored Fabio. The obvious ploy to get the Chancellor horny failed abysmally, as did the President's attempt to get her stoned in the pool cabana. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Thank you for listening. And you gotta believe it!